Welcome to the Heme Consults Podcast, a weekly inspiration infusion for women of color and hematology. Dear woman of color and hematology, Heme Consults is your personal space to rest, recharge, and renew your spirit with a weekly infusion of inspiration from hematologist Dr. Toyosi Onwemena. Every Sunday, Dr. Onwemena will remind you that you are a superstar and have everything you need to succeed in your incredible career as a hematologist. Welcome to the hematology sisterhood that will transform your world.
Welcome to the Heme Consults Podcast. I'm your host, Toyosi Onwemena, and it is an absolute pleasure to be talking with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm excited to bring you today's episode, which is talking about being flexible to recognize and embrace opportunity, the importance of flexibility to recognize and embrace opportunity. And before I get started with today's episode, I just want to encourage you, a woman of color in hematology, that you have no limits. Yes, remember when we were younger, people would say things like the sky is your limit, and they meant well because, hey, it looks like the sky is endless, but you have no limits. If you want to go beyond the skies to Mars, to Uranus, to any other universe, you have no limits. You have no limits. And I want to encourage you to step outside of whatever limits artificially have been placed around you, whether you've placed those limits around yourself or somebody else has placed those limits around you. I want to encourage you to step outside of them and begin to discover your limitless boundaries in what you can create, in what you can think, and how you can show up. You are limitless. Don't let anybody hold you back from what you are going to do and who you will become. Thank you. Thank you for listening. All right. Today, I'm talking about the importance of staying flexible to be open to opportunity. And this particular story comes to me from this past week. So I've done a lot of hosting this past week. So today is Sunday. About a week ago Sunday, we had a family come and visit with us. And then my nieces and nephew came to visit as well. And then my father-in-law and mother-in-law came to visit with my niece and nephew. And then we had a friend come from out of town and she came with her family. So it's really been a busy week of hosting. And one of the things that was interesting is that I haven't done hosting like this, this many people in such a long period of time. And I will tell you that specifically for this colleague, my friend who came from out of town, I call her a friend and she is a friend, but she's one of my colleagues and we're in the same coaching group. We're in the money school with Latifat. And she said, hey, I'm coming to Durham, North Carolina. And I'm like, you should come and we should have dinner. That's what I said. I said, we should have dinner. And then I realized after the fact that she's coming with her whole family and she has four children. And I'm thinking, how do we best make dinner work? Because at first I was thinking it was just going to be me and her, but you know, her family is going to be coming to dinner as well. How do we best make it work? And I knew that the best thing to do was to invite her over for dinner with her family. And yet I struggled to do that. It took me a few days after I knew I was going to make the invitation to actually make the invitation because I also knew what was involved in doing that. I knew that it would mean that I would have to figure out food. I would have to be ready to be warm and welcoming and engage my whole family with them, right? You don't have a family visit and then only you shows up and you're like, oh yeah, and my spouse is upstairs and the kids are not coming down. Like that doesn't work, right? We host together. So it's me recruiting the whole family to host together. So it took me a few days and some of it was me working up to the place where I would accept that this is what was going to happen, right? Because what does it mean to host somebody? It means that I put aside all the work that I have to do. Ooh, and there's always work to be done. I put aside all my other plans and I make room for this opportunity. And I want to celebrate the fact that, you know, that decision was made a couple of weeks ago and we celebrated yesterday and it was phenomenal. It was such a wonderful time. And I am so glad that I created the space for it. So, 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 so glad. And so I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the importance of setting yourself up to be flexible, to take advantage of opportunity. Now, when I started to talk about opportunity, I think some people are like, wait, so you're saying that $1 million deal didn't come out of that? Or there was no new grant opportunity that came out of that? How is that an opportunity? I want to say that people are the opportunity. In all of life, the most important breakthroughs, the most important things that come to you will always come from the place of people. Always. People connecting you, people introducing you, people being the connection that you need. It will always be about people. And though in life we don't pursue people so that we can get opportunity, we pursue people for who people are. Opportunity may come and then it may not. And sometimes opportunity comes, but it's years down the road. But creating opportunity, creating space to connect with people is so, so, so important. It is more important than all the work that we, you know, gather to do, even though the work is important too. But more important than the work is people. And yeah, I think that's the first thing I want to share, is that the real gift at the end of the rainbow, the real treasure, the gold that we are chasing, that we are pursuing, is people. And here's the thing, people can be quite challenging and they can cause you trouble. And every pain that you've ever experienced came to you because of a person. And that is the double-edged sword of relationships, right? They are challenging, they're hard, and they're so beautiful and so rewarding at the same time. And so I want to just make sure that you don't miss the treasure that surrounds you, the treasure that is the people that surround you, whether that be colleagues that you work with, your mentors, whether that be your mentors, your sponsors. At the end of the day, it's people that make the difference. And it's relationships with people that we need to cultivate to be able to access the treasure in people. So the very, 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 very first thing I want to share with you today, and I'm so excited to share with you, is that people matter the most. And so when I'm talking about this episode, about creating, being flexible to create opportunities, I'm really talking about being flexible to create opportunities to connect with people. And so the first thing is that people matter. And the second thing is that connecting with people is so important. Now, I don't know about you, but it's gotten harder. Well, I don't know if I would say it's gotten harder for me to connect with people, but what I would say, it's harder for me to start and establish long-term relationships with people in a way that was, you know, much easier when I was younger. Much easier, I think, in kindergarten to connect with the young people in kindergarten and be really great friends. And I had best friends, and then I would have another best. I just had so many great friends, right, as a young person. Some of the friends that I still connect with now are friends I went to middle and high school with, right? So in our earliest days, some of the friendships we form are so strong, they really last a long time. But then as we kind of grow into our silos and we are so busy and the spaces in which we're busy and we have more colleagues than we have people that we just, you know, connect with at school or something like that, it can be harder to make friends, right? It can be harder, especially when you, like, you know, you have children and then you're so busy running about the affairs of children. Then it feels like, look, if you don't have a child, I don't even know if I can connect with you because I'm all about these kids all the time. And so what I'm saying is that it can be harder to make connections over time, especially as you get busier and as you get, you know, zoned into the silo, especially when you have young children at home as well. It can be hard. And yet, in those moments, that is when connection matters most. In those moments, that's when you really want to reach out and say, hey, who's there? Who can see me? Who can hear me? Who can understand, right? It's, you know, and I would just call out my colleague who came to visit me yesterday, that, you know, my colleague has young children and they did what young children do. And you know, as parents do, she's apologizing, oh, this, you know, and I'm like, hey, it's okay, right? It's okay. This is the gift of connecting with someone else who's done the young children thing. You know, I mean, my kids now are 10 and 12. They used to be 3 and 4 and 2, right? So I know that age, even though I'm a little further from it. I know what it means. I can't get upset things spilling because that's what kids do, right? And so it's an opportunity for us to think creatively about how do we connect? Who do we go to connect with? How do we become intentional about connection? How do we see the opportunity to connect with people and seize it? Now, I will tell you that I was not quick to seize the opportunity, even after I knew I was supposed to invite this friend out and with her family to come and have dinner and in my house with my family. I still hesitated because it does take work to be able to make these connections, to be able to create the opportunity for chemistry to happen. It takes investment. It takes investment of money if you're going to maybe cater and have, you know, someone bring food to your house so you can focus on just being the host. Or it's going to take the investment of time and money too as you go out and buy things and, you know, prepare to receive your guests. It takes work to connect. It takes work to connect, and yet connections are so important. The third thing I want to say is that connections, relationships will always pay off, right? I'm talking about flexibility, right? Flexibility to recognize opportunity when you see it. I'm talking about the fact that the opportunity that you are taking is not like a job. It's people. And even if you say, oh, well, jobs are the opportunity, it's still about the people that you work with. It's about the people who value you. It's about the people who create the kind of environment in which you thrive. It will always be about people. And so it's so important for you to recognize that that matters more than anything else you could be doing, right? So does it mean you don't work? Does it mean you don't set aside time to do the work you're supposed to do? No, but it does mean that you don't allow work to overcome your ability to meet with people, right? You don't allow work to be so busy. You don't be so busy that you're like, I don't even have time to talk to you. I know I said I was coming to visit, but I'm so busy today. There will always be time to do more work. The people passing through life have a finite horizon. You don't know when that horizon is. You don't know when the clock stops for you or for anybody else. And that is why you take every moment and you maximize it. You make it as big as possible, no matter the investment. Because if you're going to get something amazing, you're going to pay a price that is amazing. It's going to cost you. And now, usually what you put in, you get a lot more out of it. So what you put in is actually the smaller investment, but it's an investment nonetheless. It does take taking time out of your schedule. It does take planning. It does take mentally and emotionally preparing. Sometimes it takes recruiting people to come alongside you. But I want to invite you that every time there is an opportunity to connect with people, please take the opportunity and connect. You may be, like me, an introvert. Yes, people don't believe that because I do love to talk. I really do. But I also need to take time away and recharge and be able to just be by myself for a time, right? So even when you're an introvert and you would rather just hole up in your room one last time, I'm going to invite you to take the opportunity to connect. The reason you want to take the opportunity to connect is because people are where it's at. People are the ones that make the real difference in your life. And you know this, you don't need me to tell you that every great thing that's ever happened to you, yes, and every challenging thing as well, came as a result of people. And therefore, you don't want to miss the opportunity to connect whenever you can with people who will change and transform your life. So that's first thing. Please do not miss the opportunity to connect. The second thing I want to invite you to do is to be the kind of person that people want to connect to. Now, I know that you're the kind of person that people want to connect to. You're pretty amazing. You're incredible. You're so awesome. But many people don't know that. They don't know yet how amazing you are. And so I'm inviting you to show up and be in the space where you can be connected to. And I don't know what that means. It's like, well, I don't want to go out. I don't want to go out. I just want to be in my room by myself. I know, do that. Please do. And then leave your room. And then come outside. You're not a vampire. You're not going to melt in the sun. Come out and be available to be connected to. What does that mean? Well, where is the event happening at work that everyone's invited to?
And maybe not even just work, right? Because what you're trying to do is expand your network. So don't keep it all about work. Where else can you go? What is outside of your circle of influence? What's outside of your usual circles that you hang out with where you can go and meet someone new? Go to a new community. Like my colleague who came over, we're part of a money community together. And so she came yesterday and she's talking about investment opportunities. And I'm like, wow, thank you so much. Because outside of the money community, I don't have friends who talk about investments all the time. And so it was so cool to have her and her husband there and me and my husband there. And we can really talk about, well, what are the investment opportunities? What are you guys doing in your investments? And what should we be thinking about? And they're so much further ahead than us. And they were like, well, we've had this experience and we don't believe in this anymore. And it's so great. And it never would have happened if I hadn't stepped outside of my comfort zone to say, hey, let's come together and let me host you. So please be in the place where people can find you. And the third thing I want to invite you to do is when the opportunity comes, I want you to say yes. When someone says, hey, can we hang out? Hey, will you be part of my community? Hey, will you come to this meeting? Will you have dinner with us? Say yes. Say yes. Practice it with me. Practice it with me. Say yes. Now I want to say something about yes, okay? Because I am a big believer in saying no. And I think no is actually harder for us than yes. But I think we struggle with yes and no to the right thing, right? Say no to the right thing. Say yes to the right thing. So say no whenever someone's inviting you to do something that takes you off course, usually a task, right? They're like, hey, there's this amazing paper you can write. You're like, well, that doesn't actually fit within my scope of the things I want to accomplish this year. Yes, say no to that. What you always want to say yes with as much as possible is the opportunity to make new connections. You want to say yes. Now, I will tell you that you're very connected already with the people in your small circle. And yes, you know, you don't even have to think too much about it. You love to hang out with them. You see them at meetings all the time. You see them in morning conferences all the time. Those are not the people I'm asking you to say yes to. I'm asking you to say yes to people outside of your circle because they're the ones who stand to give you the greatest growth beyond where you are right now. They're outside your circle. That means they have different interests and different ideas. And so there is such an opportunity in someone who's outside of your circle to really grow. So I want to invite you to take this week and think about, well, who's been inviting me to go do something that I've been saying no to because I've been too busy? And how can I say yes? How can I create opportunity for relationship? How can I create opportunity for conversation? How can I make opportunity for connection? And part of that is really you being flexible enough to recognize that, you know what, if I need to put aside some work so that I can make this connection, that may totally transform my future or not in a way that's obvious, but it'll transform your present right now because all of a sudden you're being exposed to someone with new ideas, new thoughts that you probably haven't thought about in that way before. It's absolutely worth the investment. And I hope that you will take the challenge this week and connect with someone that you've been thinking about connecting with, but you haven't had the opportunity. All right. It has been such a pleasure talking with you today. I want to remind you, a woman of color in hematology and everybody else who's listening, you are limitless. You are limitless. And whoever is coming around you to put a box and say, hey, this is where you should fit, don't agree because you're limitless. And the only time you become limited is when you agree to step inside the box and close the lid with your own hands. Don't do that. Step outside the box and be who you came to be. It's been such a pleasure talking with you today. I look forward to talking with you again next time on the Heme Consults podcast. Have a great day.